Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 52. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Here we are to the dulcimer strains or something strains of the Beatles. Our topic this week, archive by Revolver, live to tape.
I'm not wrong.
What's our topic for today?
The same topic everybody has right now, Pokemon Go.
Have you actually played Pokemon Go? I've seen it. I haven't played it.
I have not played it.
Did you play Ingress?
I got it.
It's the same company that did Google Ingress or whatever Ingress.
I have not done Ingress.
So what do you think? You pedestrian observer?
I like the idea of it.
Really?
Actually, I think the idea is wonderful. Like, love exploring things. And it takes collecting little critters.
Yeah.
That's great.
Is it the second life of the 21st century?
Not second life. I don't think second life.
Right?
That's not the analogy I would go.
Is there an analogy? It probably isn't an analogy. So the problem with Second Life, I was saying in the coffee line up here at Revolver, is it didn't work very well on Mac. It worked okay on Windows. And so the price to play was high, but now everyone has an iOS and Android phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the big thing about this is it actually gives you out in the world.
And this game is built by the same company that did Ingress. So they have that tech expertise.
So for people like me, what is Ingress?
And Pokemon has 20-year-old brand. Ingress is an augmented reality game where you divide into two tribes and play throughout the world. And the location database came from Ingress. People typed in locations in the real world out of Ingress, and then you could battle virtually in Ingress. And Ingress was Niantic Labs, same company did Pokemon Go. It was at first, initially, it was Google employees only, and then everyone could play it. Tim Bray played it, Richard Erickson played it. Hi, Richard. I don't want to play these games. Not really interested. If I can go fishing, like if I can like loaf around and meet interesting people, like the whole competitive aspect, I'm not into
it. Where people get out and experience an environment that they wouldn't have otherwise done.
If they go outside and exercise?
If they
do their day tripping?
If they're doing it in the context of Pokemon, I have no problem with that. That doesn't interest me.
Right.
But I would love a game that does that geocaching thing that interests
me. What would interest you?
I don't know.
Star Trek?
You know when I say it, I don't know about that.
No, fishing. Something where I could fish and just hang out. Without I don't like competition.
We all like collecting things, right? So, I mean, going out and just checking the boxes on something. I don't know.
Maybe like glorified geocaching. With some sort of hook.
Gamer challenge. Find a game that engages Dale.
Well, you know, Glitch, the game never ending 2.0 is what I used to call Glitch. You could do that. You could just hang up. That was my plan. My plan was to be Falstaff, the fool wandering, not battling, just drinking and eating and fishing. That's what I wanted to do in Glitch. But before I got a chance to do that, they killed it.
This is one of the reasons why I'm liking Pokemon Go, because I think it's going to inspire people to actually put the effort in. And it also is a milestone for all of the financiers, right? Now all of the Silicon Valley
AR, VR, MR.
I'm going to be looking for those buzzwords.
And now this is one of them. What's your Pokemon Go strategy?
Yeah, what's your Pokemon Go strategy? You know, all the sheep fall into line in Silicon Valley.
Talking about me.
The other thing I really like about this is it's starting a discussion about public space.
Right.
And having worked at the City of North Vancouver, when you're out, there's a lot of stuff around, you know, how we engage in our public space.
Like, right.
If you live on a quiet block, even though people are not breaking the law by being on your street, they're changing the tenor of the neighborhood, and people have input into that. And I think we need to develop a set of guidelines for game design. Like, I hope that
what could possibly go wrong?
In
a Pokemon Go person could crash into your patio.
Well,
a Pokemon Go person could hit your bicycle and fall.
Having a whole bunch of people hanging around your
as long as they're not between 18 and 35, who cares? I'm just kidding. As long as they're not between 0 and 24, who cares?
Yeah, and then we do have the other things like the graveyard thing is not cool. Some of the things that involve disrespect are not cool. So,
but I mean, I won't mention the thing that starts with an R and ends with an N, the convention that's happening. If you want to talk about disrespect, we're not going to go there.
Oh,
but,
well, there you go. Yeah.
But anyways, combine this with the just launched 2 days ago Vancouver Bike Share. You're going to be bicycling around. You can beat people.
Yeah.
So I think we should enter the all the bike share stations into Pokemon Go. I'm not going to play this game. I'm with you. But I love the phenomenon. I love anything that gets people outside and they get into accidents. And they don't get into accidents.
And they don't get into accidents.
And they have some exercise. I mean, let's face it. Like, that's the interesting point you bring up. Is that there's an automatic suspicion of any kid 0 to about 24 who's out after 11 p.m. on your street. It doesn't matter whether your street is Fleming Street in Vancouver, where I happen to live, or your street is Canby, or 19, West 19. People are suspicious if you're out after 11. And I welcome anything that allows people of all ages to enjoy the streets in a respectful manner. Like, you should be allowed to go out. Like, this whole phenomenon where people shut their drapes and have a patio but never use it, I think that's weird. Like, people, that is weirdly, so far, that's non-human.
There's actually a place that is renting dogs to Pokemon Go.
I think that's super cool.
As an excuse to
pretend that you're not doing it. I love that.
And there's been some people are adopting dogs because they fall in love with
it. I mean, is that true? Anyway, it's a great story.
True. It's a great story. Yeah, I mean, I wondered, like, it sounded like way too good to be true. I hope it is true.
But yeah, I mean, cities, especially, are not meant to be this quiet, suburban, what's his name? Spielberg cul-de-sac thing, where it's dead quiet after 9 p.m. because the kids have gone to bed. No, they should be alive. People should be walking around. As long as they're not playing loud, you know, Beatles music or rap music, we're fine. No, I love rap music and I love the Beatles.
We as a society do not know, we don't have a limited set of rules.
And that's why I think the West End is the best part of the city of Vancouver, because it's normal in the city of Vancouver to be out at 11 p.m. No problems, 365 days a year. And people aren't crazy. It's just normal.
On some streets in the summertime, or the daylight until the sun sets, you have a fairly active city. You know, in the summertime, that'll be 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
But not everywhere. Not the
burbs. Yeah, so I think, and really Kitsilano, Shaughnessy, all of those places, East Vancouver, they were designed as suburbs. They weren't designed as urban centers. They're becoming that, and I think a large amount of the NIMBYism, and I hate to call it that, but that's what it is because people want their suburban dream. And you pretty much have this in East Vancouver, and like on my street. You have your suburban dream. It's quiet at night, there are no kids. You know, you have a garage, you have a single family home. I hope so. Go Pokemon Go.
Go
Pokemon Go Go.
or the next big augmented reality.
Maybe we should play it. Maybe we should like play it once a week here. What do you think, Dale?
See what kind of critters show up in our archive.
It's too bad we couldn't upload our own critters. Like Pokemon Go Construction Kit.
Awesome.
Yeah, our own game. We have a minute and a half.
It's like a Minecraft, just the kind of extensible thing where you create your own. That would be
Minecraft AR, Minecraft MR, mixed reality, Minecraft VR.
Okay,
you
can
do it.
Get your pitch together. Let's go down to Silicon Valley.
If we could get that database of locations, that's all we need.
No,
seriously, all you need is a database of locations and the photos. Well, no, because you use the camera. Anyways, I am fascinated by the phenomenon. We should do a bike share show as well.
We should. Are you playing Pokemon Go?
No, I'm not.
No. We have listeners.
Are you playing Richard? I think Richard's playing because he played Ingress. Are you playing Joseph Planta? Are you playing Anthony Hughes? Signing off.
Revolver. Archive. Scale.
They're all in signing off. Tattoos.